إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. Brothers and sisters, I am now in Kabini, which is on the outskirts of Nagarhole Tiger Reserve and on the bank of the Kabini River and reservoir, which is as a result of the damming of the river. And while Hyderabad is sweltering in 45 degrees Celsius, here the temperature is around 25 or so Celsius, and it rains every night, and the mornings are absolutely brilliant, and the nights also very, very nice. I actually slept last night at the resort here, which is run by the Karnataka government, Jungle Lodges and Resort, Kabini River Lodge. It has fans, it has no air conditioning, and believe it or not, last night I slept without a fan. The breeze coming off the water was so absolutely brilliant. We are here in search of the elusive tiger, and he has decided to prove that he was named correctly as the elusive tiger. So after having been here for 2 full days or 2.5 days, we still haven't seen any sign of the tiger. We saw 2 pug marks, footprints this morning. So I have officially decided to rename the tiger as the common tiger, and we are about to go out once again in search of it this afternoon. So let's hope that the tiger now lives up to its new name and that we see tigers everywhere. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is not only because I like to talk about where these Fajr reminders are recorded. This one is a Fajr reminder recording at Zohar, after Zohar, but we still call it a Fajr reminder, because we live in a world of deception. But the reason I'm saying this is because one of the things which hit me this time, and also always hits me in these cases, is the downside of being goal-focused. Now, what I mean is that when we go on these so-called safaris in various national parks, we set ourselves this target to say, I am here to photograph a tiger, or I am here to photograph a leopard. I mean, you do that when you are particularly masochistic, because if it's difficult to see a tiger, it's 10 times more difficult to see a leopard. So we say, well, you know, we are here to, I'm here to photograph a tiger, I'm here to photograph a leopard. And then what ends up happening is that the driver of the jeep, the tracker who is with you, and you are heading around the countryside, racing from one alarm call to another alarm call, racing from one alleged sighting to another alleged sighting. End of the day, obviously not seeing anything, because there isn't anything. The alarm call is some cheetal freaking out, in having seen a tiger in its imagination, probably, and the alleged sightings are precisely that. But the point is that in the process, rushing around from place to place, we miss the beauty of the forest. Now, this is a particularly beautiful forest. It's a teak forest, and it's got bear, and it's got jamun, and just now the flame of the forest is in bloom. So there are these brilliantly, absolutely incredibly orange-red blossoms. The entire tree doesn't have a leaf on it. It's just covered in flowers. The Indian laburnum is flowering, which is these showers of brilliant yellow flowers. But we see nothing of that. We don't see ants' nests, which are incredibly beautiful. When I do my photographs, I'll probably send you a couple of those. Which is ants which have fused leaves of a jamun tree using silk, and then they have their whole nest inside, and these are fire ants. If you go near the, if you touch that nest, you are looking at an extremely painful time thereafter. You miss seeing the small birds. This place seems to be full of the flame-backed woodpecker. It has, I saw lots of thrushes, I saw magpie robins, I saw the Indian roller, which is an amazingly, brilliantly blue bird. I saw kingfishers. I saw this morning, I photographed a crested hawk eagle and a serpent eagle. We went in the boat yesterday afternoon on the lake, and I saw little kids walking on water. You don't believe me, I'll send you photographs. They race up the bank, and then they race down the bank and leap into the water. But the first few steps are like they are walking on water. I mean, amazing. And they're doing that. We passed them, and about 5 minutes later, or not even 5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes later, we came to a place where at the base of a dead tree was the biggest crocodile that I've ever seen in my life. An absolutely incredibly large mugger. And there was a smaller one which decided to go for a walk. So I got a picture of that as well. Now, the others, and these kids are having fun. They're having absolute ball. I mean, I think they have some kind of peace agreement with that mugger, and I think the mugger should be given the Nobel Peace Prize, because I think the Nobel Peace Prize is appropriate. It seems to be given to all the crocodiles of the world, so why not this one? Now, there we are. Now, the whole point, and then we came further up and we saw this whole, as the evening came down, we saw this whole herd, a small herd of the Asian elephant, about 9 of them, which had 2 tiny little calves in it, come down into the water to drink and bathe. And the way the mother of the calf was looking out for that calf is incredible. You see how they were doing that. You miss all of this. I mean, I can go on ad infinitum, which I won't, about the beauty of the forest and so on and so forth. Just the color of the trees, different colors of the leaves, even though it's the middle of summer, but this place has been having rain, so there's no, the trees are all green. And so you have the you have all those colors. The bird calls, amazing number of bird calls in the morning, in the evening, and they change through the day. The cicadas, which never go away. All of this you miss because you are focused on the common tiger. We are going to use the new word, on the common tiger, which, like common sense, is elusive. No, I didn't say that. Common. So the point is that what are we doing in our own lives? I mean, we need to think about that. We have either people who are so disoriented that they have no goal, and they are completely dissipated everywhere, distracted. Every little thing takes them away in one direction or the other. Or on the other hand, you have people who are so completely goal-focused, and I must I must admit to this crime of being extremely goal-focused. I try from time to time to defocus and enjoy the rest of my life. But this is one of my questions to myself, and say, by being overly goal-focused, I mean, obviously one needs to be goal-focused, otherwise you will achieve nothing. But by being overly goal-focused, what am I missing in life? And usually, generally speaking, in terms of life, it is the time and quality of time spent with the family, the time and quality of time required to build good friendships, of having intelligent people, righteous people as your friends, the time that we need to spend in reflection and introspection, in khilwat and sukut, in silence and by yourself, the time we need to reflect on where our life itself is going, and all of this time gets compromised. And you know, this so-called focus on running behind one particular thing takes us away from this. And like the tiger, there's one thing we're running behind proves elusive all our lives. Whether it's money, whether it's name and fame and so on and so forth. I think we are really, almost all of us are, to some extent or the other, victims of this. And when I'm sitting here and going through this, I am reminding myself consciously and saying that I will not do this. I'm not going to be overly goal-focused. I am going to be goal-focused, which means that I will go out and I will go to the right places and I will look for this thing. But not at the expense of everything else. So we are going to enjoy the forest, we're going to enjoy the sights. Everything is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the tiniest ant to the fish, to the crocodile, to the birds, to the trees, to the flowers, to the tiger, to the leopard and so on. All of these are and more are the khudrat and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are His ayats. It's not only one thing, it's all of these things. And it would be a huge missed opportunity if one were to miss those because you're chasing one particular thing. Now therefore we say, well, how can we put these two together? How can we remain goal focused while not getting not missing out on things which seem not to be the goal? So for example, how can I still look for the tiger but appreciate the thrush and appreciate the magpie robin and appreciate the great jungle fowl and so on? How can I do that? And I think the answer to me lies in reframing the term goal in this particular thing. So instead of saying we're looking for the tiger, if I were to reframe my goal and say, how can I recognize my Rabb through His signs? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab." Allah said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night are signs for people of intelligence. I would like to live in the self-perception that I'm intelligent, and therefore here are some signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Read in the name of your Rabb who created everything, and so this is everything. Now if I reframe my goal and say that my goal is not finding a tiger, but my goal is to recognize my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in His creation, then whether I find a tiger or not, I am fulfilling my goal. I am continuing to be goal focused while enjoying everything around me and still looking for the tiger. So in life as well, if you say that my goal in my life is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that does not then therefore prevent you from earning money, it doesn't prevent you from looking for whatever you're looking for in life, whether it's happiness, whether it's influence, whether it's money and so on. But in order to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, this is the essence of ubudiyat. The essence of ubudiyat is shukr. So if I say that my goal in life is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I can fulfill all my halal desires in life while remaining goal-focused. I don't have to run behind one at the expense of the other. I continue to be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope I am making some level of sense. At least to myself, I seem to be. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be goal-focused, and that goal to be earning His rida. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.